Blog Talk Radio.
At full of hope, as the sun was setting o'er the bright May meadows of Chamonix, a rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then Father Murphy of old Kilcornock put up the rock with a warning cry. Arm, he cried, for I've come to lead you, for Ireland's freedom we'll fight or die. He led us on against the coming soldiers and the cowardly old men we pulled to flight. Was that the harrow the boys of Wexford showed Bookie's regiment how men could fight? Look out for hirelings, King George of England, search every kingdom where breath is laid. For Father Murphy of County Wexford sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave. We took Camolin and Enniscorthy and Wexford storming drove out the foes. 'Twas Ashley Wiltshire our pipes were reeking with the crimson stream of beaten yoke. At Tumber Nearing and Valley Ellis, full many a session lay in his gore. Our Father Murphy had aid come over the green flag floated from shore to shore. At Vinegar Hill or the Pleasant Lady, our heroes vainly stood back to back. And the yeoman at Tullo took Father Murphy and burned his body upon the rack. God grant you glory, brave Father Murphy, and open heaven to all your men. For the cause that call you may call tomorrow in another fight or come lean again.
As you can tell, that's an Irish tune. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. The song is about the boys of Wexford who rose up against the British under the leadership of a priest, a Catholic priest, who had told them at the beginning of the onset that to cooperate with the British and to lay down their arms. And they did that. The parishioners obeyed their priest and they laid down their arms and the British slaughtered them. So, in turnabout is fair play, Father Murphy then decided it was time to lead the Irish against the British, and he became a warrior. And if you hear the last verse, they mention Vinegar Hill. That's where they lost. They lost at Vinegar Hill. And 137th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, that neighborhood was also known as Vinegar Hill because the Irish all lived down there. The Irish lived in Harlem. The Irish Echo is at 125th Street in Harlem. That's the headquarters of the Irish Echo. We used to be all Irish there. I was born in 137th Street. And Vinegar Hill is in memory of the Vinegar Hill in Ireland. And then you'll hear that they took his, they burned his body upon the rack. They didn't burn his body. They put him in a barrel and they poured tar over him and they set his head on fire. And that's how they used to treat traitors, as the British called them, or freedom fighters, as the Irish called them. It was their country and they were slaves for 500 years. So when you're talking slavery, don't talk to me about it. Yep, I never owned one, and I've probably been a slave longer than you. But anyway, so having said that, welcome to the Spirit of America party. I see something distressing. I see a pattern forming. It looks like Hollywood is on a anti-Christ jihad, and everything they're doing today is to destroy a man's faith and spirituality. And so that's the reason for my topic tonight, that the Iranians may be right. We are the great Shaitan. And it looks like there were more devil worshippers than ever before in this country. So just to give you a few highlights, Pornowood hates Christ like Obama hates the USA. And as we're learning today, this president considers America to be a bunch of losers, and he's going to see to it that we live up to his expectations. And he has lost the entire Middle East. Now, that has to be deliberate. Nobody could be that stupid, and we all give him credit for being clever. So the thing that caught my eye just before I came on tonight was Beyonce. They have a picture of her up in front of a big painting of the Last Supper, and she's blocking out Christ in the picture in one of her sexy poses. And that's Hollywood spitting in the face of Christ. And if you don't believe me, just to get the ingredients of the average Pornowood movie. The ingredients will always be car chases, explosions. The Southerners all look toothless and stupid, you know, and Deliverance was made in Pornowood. So everybody's image of a Southerner today is from the movie Deliverance, because we're all brainwashed. If you don't think you're brainwashed, then give me a moment of silence. Yeah. You know what a moment of silence is? It's not a moment of prayer. It's shut your mouth, Christian. As is happy holidays. All cops are dummies in these movies. All Catholic images are to look medieval. All priests are homosexuals. All nuns wear garter belts. Evangelists and Baptists are made to look like they're backwoods stumpers. All Christians are to be mocked and driven out of Pornowood. You can't get a job if you're a conservative or a Christian. Mel Gibson was boycotted because he made The Passion. So you know what he did? He put up $30 million of his own money, and he bet on Christ, and he made $670 million. And they despise him for it. Oh, how they hate him. Tim Tebow was despised by the communists because he is Christ-like, so they never let him play. And I caught somebody on Fox last night, and somebody was saying he's doing good, and everybody likes him. And the left, which is a communist, the left said he wasn't a good football player, and the right said they never let him play. And I think Tim would have he would have measured up. You know, it's like a guy that goes into combat, he doesn't know how he's going to do. And then it does astounding until Obama finds out he's a hero and then puts him in Fort Leavenworth prison, as did George Bush. He walked away from his troops on the battlefield. One thing is for sure, they're celebrating 50 years of LBJ. LBJ walked off the battlefield and left his men to die there. He was the first commander-in-chief to display cowardice in the face of the enemy. His war on poverty sucked, and it did nothing. It was all rhetoric. It was all, get me to the next election. 58 million GIs are on a wall in Washington, D.C., and the President of the United States, the commander-in-chief, walked off the battlefield. I choose not to run, but I'm running away from this nightmare that Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield. And you watch this run out in Afghanistan, Obama's going to screw it all up. So where was I? Every movie that Pornowood makes, the communist role model is Elliot Spitzer. Every movie that Pornowood makes portrays blacks as drug dealers and addicts, and they do the same to the Latinos. They're all drug dealers and addicts. Now they're starting to have child actors as walk-ons in sex scenes. Watch out for that one. That is for right now until they go to scene two. It's all indoctrination, and it's all conditioning. Once they give you the communist shampoo, every week they condition you. They sell anti-American themes, dope, and abortion. They mock the U.S. military and worship fellow communist terrorists like Bill Ayers. And I think I heard that there's a movie coming. It's a tribute to Bill Ayers, and it's being backed by Robert Redford, Nature Boy. Beyonce is just copying Madonna, who spits in the face of Christ on stage. Did you ever see some of her acts with the crucifix? You got to see one of her acts. And you know what? Have a bucket nearby because you're going to vomit. Yeah, we used to call that crap and devil worship. Now we call it the American way. Let the exorcism begin. O salutaris hostia. Que celi pandis ostium, bella premunt hostilia da roba fer auxilium. Our enemies closing on every side. Only God can help us. It's time to come back to God, especially all you macho men. All you macho men that, you know, that sit outside. Drop the kids off at church. It's time you went in and said hello to the master. Yeah, we got a master. We're a slave. The Arabs say they're the slave of God. The only trouble is they pray to the merciful God, but they don't show any mercy. I'm looking for my Abu Ghraib song, and I won't find it because I'm looking for it. Maybe I do have it. Let me see. A.B. Abu Ghraib. Here's the Abu Ghraib song. You remember Abu Ghraib? Bow Wow was barking at the Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda got all upset and got some good press from the communist press, and the Abu Ghraib torturers who made them all form a pyramid naked and took their picture, they all went to prison, but not the woman general that was in charge. The highest ranking officer that went to prison was probably a corporal. But the woman general who was in charge, who had no idea what was going on, they gave her a lateral transfer. They whisked her right out of there. So Abu Ghraib, What a joke. And I used to say, I had the picture of all the moons sticking out. You know, they were piled about two or three high. And I used to say, you see the guy, the second guy on the left, two guys over? Doesn't that guy look like Chuck Schumer? Here's the Abu Ghraib song. I think the big one is the Fox is running with Hot and Heavy is Gates. Isn't it funny that one of Obama's best friends is named Gates? You know, the professor from Harvard, Gates, who accused a Massachusetts cop of being a racist, and Obama called the cops dumb. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, I remember that professor. He did a tour of Africa, and he was doing the African coast, and he was visiting every country all the way down, and he would pull up to most of these countries were Muslim controlled, you know, dominated, and he would pull in and do the salam alaikum, alaikum wa salam, keep it halik, hey brother, how you doing? And they got big, everybody gave him big ceremonies and big dances, native dances. And he got to a country that was a holding pen for slaves. They used to have blockhouses on the beach where they would contain the slaves before exporting them all over the world. And he met the head man of the town that he was visiting, and the head man was an Arab, and he had an interpreter because he spoke no English. And Mr. Gates, the Harvard professor, gave him the salam alaikum routine, and he got it back, you know, alaikum wa salam. And he got into a conversation, and the translator was telling the Arab mayor what he's saying, and he made a statement, something to this effect: after all, we're all brothers, we're one and the same. And all of a sudden, the two Arabs started laughing. And he was unnerved by it. And he said, what's so funny? And the interpreter said, you are African, we are Arab. There you go. There you go. The richest communists are the ones that are on top. All the rest are slaves. Republicans shut down the government for 2 weeks. What did we miss? Congress is back after 2 weeks. What did we miss? Obama is back after 158 golf games. What did we miss? Saudis are clashing with the Russians over Syria. That's going to be a little tinderbox there. Keep an eye on that one. And Saudis are bypassing the USA because they don't trust Kerry. Keep an eye on that Saudi situation, because I got the impression that Putin told Prince Bandar, after Prince Bandar told Putin, lay off Syria, stop supporting Syria, and we'll take the pressure off your Olympics. And I got the impression, nobody's printing it or saying it, but I got the impression that Putin got infuriated and threatened to nuke Saudi Arabia. Ooh, wouldn't that be a little pacemaker? So nobody trusts Kerry. Nobody trusts Obama, the rooftop president. Nobody trusts Hillary Clinton's blood clot story. Do you buy that blood clot story? Yeah? Okay, and there is a beanstalk, and a guy named Jack. Only fools and dupes read the New York Communist Times. They endorse Stalin. They covered up Ukrainian genocide for Stalin. They endorsed Mao. They covered up 30 million dead for Mao. They endorsed Fidel Castro. They called him the George Washington of Cuba. And all the jerks read the Times. Every time you hear another fool quoting something, I read it in the Times. They saw it on NBC, nothing but communists. They endorsed Obama and blocked McCain's editorial. They wouldn't even let him speak. They killed McCain's freedom of speech. Best use of the New York Communist Times that you can do and get your money's worth is if you have a birdcage, use it as a liner. You know where the gravel goes? When the nukes go off in the big cities, will you be able to get to the hills? Be careful. Don't give the pro-choice nuts any ideas. Do you know Paris Island is now the fashion capital of the modernized U.S. military? Here they come down the runway. Chaz is wearing a pink chiffon flak jacket. The commander general is a woman appointed by Obama in 2011. New combat uniforms include maternity fatigues. All baby diapers must be camouflage colors. Okay, everybody, dress right, dress. No, not anymore. It's dress left, dress. Everybody sing, from the halls of fashion runways to the shores of Saint-Tropez. We will wear our battle makeup and combat bikinis every day. First to fight for maternity leaves and to keep our cosmetics clean. We are proud to claim the tiara of the United States Fighting Queen. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. Send for the doctor. Yeah, no, you better not send for the doctor. He might be a pro-choice. Yeah, here's a response from my congressman. Let's see what it says. Dear Tom, I can't take any chances talking to you. Please don't email me anymore. I'm being watched. Yeah, no, it's the usual thank you for, I didn't like him in the beginning. His name is Michael Grimm, but he's an ex-FBI agent, and he's doing pretty good. I'm pretty happy with him. So we'll give him a stay of execution. Christianity's worst enemies, who are they? This is Zionica. Zionica, Christian news from around the globe. Christianity's worst enemies. Oh, I was speaking to Jimmy from Brooklyn the other day, and he tells me that in the Times was an editorial saying that the popularity of Americans throughout the world has been diminished, that the Russians are more popular than the Americans. And he attributes that to world communism because they're in all the countries in the world, and they can ruin your day because they're preaching constantly that, you know, America is all white and they hate the people of color. This is the Russians. You know how many black guys live in Russia? You think that when they take over, they're going to let black guys live in Russia? Yeah, they may, out in Siberia. China? How many black guys live in China? Oh, but communism is good. Yes, it is. It is for the man on top. And that ain't going to be you. So, Christianity's worst enemies. We went to this and it didn't load right. Here it is. Okay. Oh, he's got a red star. Oh, it's good to know. North Korea. The U.S.-based group tracking persecution around the globe has named North Korea the worst country in the world for Christians. That's good to know. We'll take that information under advisement. Let's see what else we got here. Got all kinds of news. This one says Russia. Rasmussen poll. Obamacare opposition reaches all-time high. Lou Dobbs to Newsmax. GOP will win Senate if infighting stops. You know what that means? That they want the patriots to settle down and go along for the ride. And that's not going to do it. That's not going to cut the mustard. Explosive items cannot be dropped here. Explosive. Robert Gates' book. Here's his book. Slams Obama. This is really sad. 65,000 guys. I hear they changed the number to 52,000. So they're sneaking troops out of Afghanistan because it was 65,000. Mom of first SEAL killed in Iraq. I can't call Obama a commander-in-chief. Welcome to the club. Kelly file. Former Defense Secretary Gates' new book slams Obama's leadership. Interview. Veteran still waiting for VA medical benefits after 9 years. I am hearing bad things about VA service. And here's Hannity calls out the left for blaming all-weather events on global warming. Krauthammer, Gates' book is an indictment of Obama that rises above everything else. And Gates claims Obama never believed in Afghanistan strategy. So let's see what Krauthammer had to say. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a picture of Hillary, Obama, and Gates. And Hillary and Obama are looking at the camera, and she's smiling, Obama's laughing, and Gates is looking at the two of them with a fake smile, and it looks like he's got a look on his face like, these two are nuts. They're nuttier than a fruitcake. former Defense Secretary Robert Gates drops scathing criticism of President Obama in his new book. He harshly questioned the president's leadership and commitment to the Afghanistan and Iraq wars from the start of the surge he ordered. He ordered 30,000 more troops into Afghanistan. In his book, Duty, Gates writes, the president doesn't believe in his own strategy and doesn't consider the war to be his because he's blaming Bush. For him, it's all about getting out. And don't you think our enemies knew that from day one? Wait till you see this run out in Afghanistan. It's going to be sad. And I pray to God that it doesn't get real bloody. You got 52,000 guys you got to get out of there. Another explosive anecdote that could have repercussions for the 2016 election. Gates recounts a private conversation between then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Obama. Hillary told the president that her opposition to the 2000 surge in Iraq had been political because she was facing him in the Iowa primary. And the president conceded vaguely that opposition to the Iraq surge had been political. To hear the two of them making these admissions, and in front of me, Gates said, was as surprising as it was dismaying. I always thought Gates was a lightweight. He was a college professor, and he was appointed by Bush. But I'm glad he was there to witness what a lot of people already suspected. The White House responded to Gates' book in a statement from the National Security Council. It says that the president values Gates' service, but that he disagrees with Gates' assessment of Vice President Joe Biden's leadership. Right away, man. Don't touch me. It's Joe. Yeah. Watch the report from Brett Barron, the video, and hear Charles Krauthammer's, and then leave a comment. I don't know if anybody left a comment. I like the comments. The comments are the greatest because you get everybody. You know, you'll get the harpoonists. You'll get the crazies. And who can define crazy? Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. Okay, want to jump back for a tune? We'll do studio. Let me see if we can find it here. Studio, Blog Talk Studio. Got to give you something to cheer you up, pep you up. It's cold tonight. It's cold tonight. You have unlimited storage. I hate pop-ups, man. ABC's a love. You want to do a little Frankie Lyman?
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
I'll always want you, because my heart is true. Come closer, and I'll tell you all the ABC.
Boom,
right.
You heard, if you were listening last night, you heard the story of the kid in the first grade who brought a candy cane Christmas card to the teacher, and he had wrote in it a little Jesus story that had to do with candy canes. And the teacher opened up the card as the kid made his presentation, first grade. And she said, "We don't talk about Jesus in this school." And she tore out his writings and threw them in the garbage and gave him the card back. How's that? So the kid goes home and his mother says, "What's wrong?" And he's feeling guilty. He did something wrong. That's how quick the communists are to get a hold of your kid and brainwash them. They're going to condition them. You're going to give them the old communist shampoo, and then every week they condition them. You're going to be, one day, the word American will be banished, as will be the flag and the cross. Oh, that'll never happen, no. You don't know how many liberties you have already lost. You have no idea. The Veterans Administration... According to Fox News, Todd Starnes, an alarming trend of anti-Christian attacks took place just before Christmas. They're going to do it at Christmas. They're going to do it at Easter. The Veterans Administration censored a high school choir who came to sing at the VA hospital in Augusta, Georgia, because their Christmas songs included the word Christmas and Jesus. You can only sing about snowbells and reindeer and Santa Claus, who is really Saint Claus. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. Saint Nicholas, that's right. And Saint Nicholas, he's from Turkey. And that's where Santa Claus got started. Turkey used to be all Christian at one time, before the big oil guys took over. Okay, so they had Christmas and Jesus in it. They weren't allowed to sing the hymns. In the Veterans Administration, you know how many crosses are erected throughout the world for GIs, some as young as 14 years old, who lied about their age just to serve God and country. And now they're telling kids in a high school they can't sing about Jesus and Christmas. In Iowa City, Iowa, American Legion volunteers were told they could not hand out gifts to veterans if the wrapping paper included the words Merry Christmas. In Montgomery, Alabama, a young woman delivering gifts to veterans was turned away because the wrapping included the words Merry Christmas. You know what you got to do? You want to fight back? You really want to fight back? Get yourself a big can of black paint and paint crosses on every public building. Yes, I'm encouraging vandalism. It's not. It's the propagation of the faith. And I have my rights under the law of separation of church and snake. And a Dallas VA medical center rejected Christmas cards from local school children because the cards contained phrases like "God bless you" and "Merry Christmas." Thankfully, some members of Congress, some, are you kidding me? Some, well, 135 of them voted to burn the flag, and many vote to kill kids. The old Nuremberg trials will be back soon. And 48 senators voted to burn the flag. Yeah. They called it freedom of speech, but they deny a kid saying Jesus. How's that? You don't think you're half communist? Yeah. Putin must be doing a Kazatsky every night when he watches the news of the United States. Thankfully, some members of Congress, the American Legion and Liberty Institute, are calling the VA to task for the blatant violation. You see, this is bullshit. What they're not saying is, who was the person who gave the order? We don't look cause the creator of the incident. We sanitize it and blanket it with a BS story. When the news says judge rules, I want to know that judge's name. I want to know how he was brought up. I want to know where he went to school. I want to know what political affiliations he has. I want to know if he's an American. Well, what's your version of an American? You got DD-214 papers? What is that? Well, then you're not an American. Years ago, you couldn't run for office if you hadn't served time in the military. Today, they don't want you if you serve time in the military. There was a congressman walking around the halls of Congress wearing his son's combat boots, saying he supported his son. In the meantime, his son was over in Iraq with no shoes. Give me a break. Okay, we'll go back to the studio. I'll calm down. Being that we're talking about the evil United States, which one of you, Obama?
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel,
article about Pat Smith. You know who Pat Smith is? She's the mother of Sean Smith. It was one of the four Americans abandoned by President Obama and blood clot Clinton and left to die. And the best that Hillary could say was, who cares how they died? What does it matter? But the worst one was, what's his name? The Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, who said, we can't go in guns a-blazing. We don't know the layout. You got 30, 40 guys over there, and you can't go in guns a-blazing because you don't know the layout. You know what they should have done to him? They should have taken all his clothes off and thrown him out into the global warming air last night. Yeah. Well, so this is Pat Smith. And this is what this lady had to say. Meanwhile, the article is by a guy named Lloyd Marcus, and he's criticizing the New York Times. And meanwhile, the New York Times and Birdcage Paper, Hillary and Obama have displayed a Pat Who attitude towards Pat Smith. the mother of Sean Smith, who was killed in the Benghazi attack on Hillary's watch as Secretary of State. And I heard Bob Beckel. You know, Bob Beckel, I can tolerate. But when Bob Beckel tells me that Hillary Clinton has done an outstanding job as Secretary of State, well, Bob is back on drugs. What makes the attitudes of these superior, arrogant, and pompous liberals so hard to stomach is that they falsely portray themselves as champions of women. In reality, New York Times, Hillary, and Obama consider American lives acceptable collateral damage in furthering their socialist progressive agenda. What was the saying, Karl Marx or Lenin, who said, sometimes you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Yeah. And he also said, we will hang the capitalists with the rope he manufactures. Thus, the administration stonewalling by refusing to release facts about what led to the death of Pat Smith's son in Benghazi is par for the course. And you know what the out is? We'll turn this over to the FBI, and that's the end of it. It goes in the FBI basket. Over a year ago, Hillary looked Pat Smith in the eye and lied to her face. What's new? So much for Hillary's commitment to the sisterhood. Obama Pat Smith answers regarding her son's death. She's still waiting about what happened. But then, what else could you expect from a president recently awarded Liar of the Year? We have a Liar of the Year. Can you imagine telling kids in school the truth about this guy? Huh? It'd be easier to tell them there's no Santa Claus. Yes, liberals like the New York slimes, Hillary and Obama, don't give a rat's derriere about liberal women that they can exploit to further their liberal agenda. They exploit everybody. They exploit the blacks, and the blacks in Chicago were getting wise because they had a town hall meeting like the Tea Party had the other night, and, man, they were hollering. Cindy Sheehan was a liberal darling until she could no longer further their cause. Then Sheehan was thrown away on their pile of broken lives and dreams, sacrificed for their agenda. Yeah, Cindy Sheehan was a card-carrying communist. She dragged her son's body all the way down to Venezuela, the land of murderers. These people, and you know what? She wouldn't even buy a tombstone for her son. She insisted that the government buy it. So he was without a tombstone. And he never got any credit because nobody wanted anything to do with him because of his mother. She ruined his life and death. And he was a decent guy. He used to deliver communion to guys in the outposts. And the day he died was Palm Sunday. And he pulled the guy off the truck and he said, you stay behind. I'm going. I want to be where my boss is. And his mother exploited his death for the Communist Party. These people, New York Times, Hillary and Obama, always railing. And I've got to tell you how the communists get you. They pull on your heartstrings. They'll bring out a starving child and say, this is what happens if we don't take charge. They'll bring out an incarcerated marijuana smoker and say, this is what happens if we're not in charge. They always pull on your heartstrings. You watch them. But they have no qualms about killing 4,700 kids a day. At least 1,100 are black babies. And I heard a guy tonight, he's talking to, I think he was talking to Sean Hannity. No, he was talking to Mike Savage, and he was a real savvy guy. He was down from Texas, and he was saying that we are committing genocide among our own people, and it's true. Planned Parenthood kills 1,200 white babies a day, 1,100 black babies a day, 700 Latino niños a day. A day. A day. Do you know? You know how hard it would be for Nazi Germany to do that in Dachau? So So they have no regard for Pat Smith, who has been simply seeking the truth. And Biden also looked in her face and said, we'll get to the bottom of this. Terrible, man. It's absolutely terrible. It's a wonder we got a country left. I did a blog on drugs suck and how everybody who ever OD'd started with weed. And a guy came back to me and says, you get your facts right. Not everybody who ODs starts with weed. I have two friends that died, and they didn't do weed. I said, well, you're lucky, because I buried a 60-year-old guy, and I buried a 22-year-old guy, and they both started with weed. And the 22-year-old, he died on his first heroin hit. So you think about that. And the other one died of cocaine, and they both started with weed. So having said that, I'll give you a little Willy Bobo. Stopping this because I just had a thought and I want to share it with you. I'm reading about the cutbacks in the military, and Secretary of Defense is talking about closing the PXs, the commissaries, and letting the military go out and pay 30% more in the regular market. And the other thing is that a lot of the employees at those commissaries are the wives of guys that are fighting overseas. So there's a double hit. Yet we got money that we can bail out AIG. We can bail out all the big boys from overseas. AIG got $850 billion. They immediately took $250 billion and gave it to European banks, and then they all gave themselves big bonuses. And until the day comes when there are no more special interest groups in Washington and no more lobbies and no more champagne contributions over a dollar, you will never be in charge of your own country. You have lost all your rights as an American. All you are is a tax base for the politicians. And another thought about commissaries. Being when drugs is legal throughout the land, will they be selling drugs at PXs too? Weed, will they be selling weed in the PX? And that won't be able to do it on duty? Yeah. You have no idea, you people. You have no idea. You are all, what's her name, the nut job that said, sign the health care plan, Nancy Pelosi, I call her Uday Pelosi. Sign the health care plan, and then we'll find out what's in it. Would you buy a house like that? Would you buy a car like that? Why did you give away your freedom? Okay, we're back with 3 minutes left. And I had another thought, but it slipped my mind. Music does that to me. I forget what it was. Okay. So, let me give you a little Hey Senorita. I think by now it's obvious that MSNBC is a tool of the Obama administration. They have no loyalty to listeners, viewers, only to Obama and what Obama tells them to spew. I'm looking at lifenews.com, the top stories. MSNBC calls Catholic nuns who don't want to be forced to fund birth control a threat. A threat. You ever see that guy Schultz on NBC? What a nasty rat. What a nasty bum. Abortionist. I would never say no to aborting a disabled baby after 27 weeks. Comedians hosting Night of a Thousand Vaginas. It's a fundraiser for abortion. How's that? What's my theme for tonight? We're all up the devil's burka. Botched abortion victim rushed to hospital. Abortionist killed woman in 1988. Medical miracle, baby born at 29 weeks after amniotic fluid completely drained out. Liberal media wants man to take pregnant wife off of life support, killing unborn baby. Supreme Court said state, you know, abortion is one thing people do not want to talk about, especially men. Men will not talk about abortion unless they're real pro-life, unless they're real pro-life, and then they're crusaders. But I've often said, if you're going to have an abortion, what you should do is walk into a firehouse and tell all the guys sitting around at the firehouse that you're going to have an abortion and see what the reaction is. There's guys that are trained to save lives. What do you think they're going to say? Oh, it's your body? They're going to say, why do it, honey? Why are you doing it? Don't you want to give the little fella a chance? Didn't somebody give you a chance? New pro-life movie, Gimme Shelter, challenges pro-abortion attacks on pregnancy centers. Victims of forced sterilization should be compensated. Testimony begins in case of man who tricked girlfriend into taking an abortion drug. Ooh, hell is waiting on that guy. You know what the lowest rung of hell is in Dante's Inferno? Those who would betray a trust. And who betrays a trust more than one who says, I love you, and doesn't mean it? Court should hear how Planned Parenthood defrauded Washington of $377 million. Alaska law could finally stop hundreds of tax-funded abortions. You think marijuana leads to pregnancy? Oh, you're crazy. Yeah. Oh, no, right? No. Yeah. Okay. Enough said. We're not starting World War III, not all at once. We'll give you a tune on the way out. Let's see if we can find something really nice. Oh, yeah. Here's one we could all take a lesson in.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to be.
Mostly what I need from you.
Okay, I finally remembered what I was going to tell you earlier on. And that was, when I grew up, there were no divorces in the USA. If you were running for office and you were divorced, you couldn't get the you couldn't get elected. Nelson Rockefeller comes to mind. But when I was growing up, and somebody did correct me, they said, yeah, you could get a divorce in Nevada. That was the only state. And all anybody else, all the Hollywood stars, they all had to go to Mexico to get divorces. They had to get a Mexican divorce. Unbelievable, huh? Well, that's life. And, of course, everybody that's divorced says, man, imagine if I had to live with that guy any longer. And the guys are saying the same thing. Maybe in reviewing the applications, we would have been more diligent. Have a nice night. Take care.